young William met his love, taking her pleasure, whom he did prize above all worldly treasure. When she appeared in sight, said he, "Sweet jewel, thou art my heart's delight, oh, be not cruel. Let me one smile enjoy, thy heart surrender. Love, be no longer coy to thy pretender. My fading joys restore, why shouldst thou grieve me? Thy charms I do adore, dearest, believe me. Mary, my only joy, pity thy lover. Do not my life destroy while I discover how I am here inflamed by thy fair beauty. Sure I cannot be blamed to own my duty. I am commanded so by Cupid's power, darts from whose fatal bow soon will devour my life if I deny to fall before thee. Therefore, love, live or die, I will adore thee. 500 pounds a year I am possessing, and if thou wilt, my dear, grant me the blessing, thou shalt be dame of all, I can't deny thee. If now in love I shall, dearest, lie by thee. Here take both heart and hand, I dearly love thee. No lady in the land shall shine above thee. The same shall ever hold, no friend shall check thee. In robes of shining gold and pearl I'll deck thee. Love, had I now this day the gold of Croesus, I'd not be drawn away, kind heaven bless us. Still will I dote on thee, this is no story. Thou shouldst a partner be of all my glory. The damsel then replied, if you are loyal, I yield to be your bride without denial. Gain but my friend's goodwill, father and mother, whom I have honored still above all other. When you have their consent that we should marry, then I am well content, long will not tarry. At their discretion I still will be guided, who from my infancy for me provided. I hope, said he, my love, they'll not deny me, if my sweet tender dove will but stand by me. With that he straight did go, in hopes to have her. They never answered no, but freely gave her. She was a fair young dame, a parson's daughter. He from a baron came, of whom hereafter a large account I'll give when I have leisure. How they in triumph live, joy, peace, and pleasure.